Close my eyes. Hear the flowers grow. As you lay sleeping in my arms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in spring break, which my next guest, Sherilyn Harley Laban, is currently on with her lovely two daughters. She just got back from visiting her homestead in North Carolina, and she is with us. Sherilyn has all sorts of wonderful credentials, which you can find on her Twitter handle, Harley Laban, or anywhere else. Welcome back to the show, Sherilyn.
Great to be with you, Bruce, as always. Happy spring. Glad it's
Thank
here.
Thank you. Do you notice how I've shortened your intro more and more with every passing week? And you know why I've done that, don't you?
Why is that? Tell me.
Because I want more time with you.
Yes. And I want more time with you. So
yes.
It's a win-win for both of us.
I didn't get to ask you on the break, but are you coming out west this summer?
I'm trying to, yes, I'm trying to work that out with a couple speeches, so I've got to let you know when I get things all squared away.
Okay, you know that you have a place to stay if you need it, and I would love to be your host.
Thank you. So, tonight,
you're very welcome. Tonight at Dad Chat, we are talking about the value of college. And normally
right.
This wouldn't be, in essence, a political talk, but in fact, politics have intruded into college extremely deeply, I think, because of all the entitlements that have been given to various groups and to, you know, impoverished people of any background. It has caused college tuition to be the highest rising inflationary item by far. A distant
yes.
second in the last 10 years, as you may or may not know, is healthcare. Everything else, gas,
right.
everything else, way down the list. College tuition
right.
has gone up by like tenfold in the last decade. It's really crazy. And the irony, okay, this is my speech and I'm going to let you give yours. The irony is how many kids are coming out of college and getting minimum wage jobs, many with a lot of debt, and not getting anywhere near the opportunities that at least I had out of college and probably you had out of college. So
right.
what
well,
is with
yeah,
college
well,
these days?
Well, I think, honestly, what you're seeing with the rising costs of tuition and the plight of kids coming out with 30, 40, 50 grand in loans and not being able to find employment is really a reflection of our policies in the country. Really, it's a reflection of our policies in this country. Because as we continue, I think, to engage in these policies that I find, you know, are not helpful, climate change, nanny state policies, overhauling 1/6 of our economy in the name of Obamacare and all the problems that come with that, what we haven't done these past 5 years really is improve the economy in some way, systematically create the jobs so that when these kids come out of college
mm-hmm.
with 40, 50, 60 grand, we've got something for them, aside from saying, well, you can be on your parents' insurance till they're 26. No, Bruce, they don't need to be on their parents' insurance till they're 26. They need a job. That is what they need.
Yes, and in fact, they need to be on their own long before 26.
Yes.
The irony of that policy, which was greeted with all this applause when President Obama announced it, is all it does is further delay our young adults being adults.
Yes.
I mean, 26
yeah, well, and,
years
and,
old
and
you're still on your parents' health insurance?
Right, right. And that's another thing I'd like to, you know, bring up is this delaying being an adult. You know, we are doing a disservice to our children when, you know, technology is great and texting is great. And I know it's good for, you know, being able to keep in touch with our children and all that good stuff and family and friends. But the reality is, the more that these kids are using technology and the more that they're texting, the less they're doing things like old-fashioned writing, right? I mean, so few children do things like thank you notes, handwritten thank you notes. And it's just a reality of technology in 2014. Now, as you've heard, I'm sure, Bruce, that the essay in the SAT, the new revised SAT test, which is going to be rolled out in 2016, the essay is optional. See, I think this stuff's a very bad idea.
Whoa. Because, I didn't hear that.
Didn't you write an article recently that talks about that in
Common Core?
I did.
Tell us about that article and where we can find it and
so
what
I'll tell
the...
You about
I haven't
it.
Read it yet, but
okay,
tell us what
so
the premise is.
The premise is their new SATs are being rolled out in 2016, and the person who's now head of the College Board, which is the ones the organization which administers the SAT, also, ironically, not ironically, but, you know, systematically planned this way, this gentleman, Coleman is his name, also was very integral in creating and developing the Common Core standards, right? So all this makes sense. So he spent several years with an organization called Student Achievement Partners. He co-founded this group, and they came up with the Common Core standards in math, and I believe literacy. And then they were overall involved in the overall Common Core. So he leaves Common Core, he gets that rolled out, and now he takes on the job of the College Board. And now he's marrying, right? He's marrying the Common Core with the SAT standards, okay, with the new revised SAT test. And so what you're finding with these new 2016 standards, which will roll out, they are making the essay optional. Bruce, and I think this is a very bad idea because let me tell you something. One great way to measure how kids are going to be successful in college is to measure their writing ability. There's no job that these kids can have, perhaps maybe coding, perhaps IT, but even then, at some point you're going to have to do a memo to your boss, right, or a memo to your team. Very important that these kids develop good writing skills so that they are able to communicate a message, a thought, a coherent thought in a sentence and in a memo on a piece of paper. It's very important. And when all these kids spend all their time on technology and with texting, they're not able to improve those skills. And I really think this is a disservice.
I think, Sherilyn, darling, You're so old-fashioned. I mean, I think nowadays it's very easy to communicate all you need in 140 characters or less. Really, are you so out of it that you think you have to write an actual essay? I'm kidding, of course.
I know. And again, you know, when you look at the unemployment rate and you look at how difficult a time these kids are having finding a job, you know, add it all together, Bruce. You know, the kids, you know, you want to stand out in the crowd, right? You want to stand out amongst all the applicants. And having poor writing skills, I don't think gets you to your end goal of being employed and getting a job, right? I mean, you need to have as many skills as you possibly can. And we are doing a disservice to our children when we don't focus on the writing skills that these kids need to function in a global economy.
You know, I got to tell you just an anecdotal story. My older son is in music college here in Boston, where I'm presently at, and he never could write worth caca, but he started doing reviews of concerts. He started writing lyrics, and he's become a really accomplished writer. So the interesting thing is he never thought he needed to know how to write. He thought he could play music. But then he started wanting to write songs. Then he wanted to start to review bands and concerts and DJs. And he's learned it, but it's because he's chosen to. He wasn't taught it in school. So it's really sort of sad. We're nearly out of time. Any final thoughts? And, of course, let our audience know where they can find you, please.
Well, I just think it's important for parents, although the kids may not be getting what they need at school, You know, education really begins at home, and this is how I start out this article in The Blaze. Education begins at home. So when you feel and you can see that your kids aren't getting what they need at school, supplement at home. Have them write in a journal. Have them write letters to their grandparents. Have them write thank you notes. You know, how about all these graduation time? They're getting graduation gifts and money. Have them write thank you notes. It's a lost pastime, and I'm sorry that we don't have that as much as we did when I was growing up. Your listeners can find me on Twitter at Harley Lebon, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B-O-N. Next week, finally, I'm rolling out my new website, so I'm on the show next week. I love everyone to go to my new website, and you'll see all my papers, clips, everything I'm writing about and talking about.
Terrific. And where can this article that you just published be found?
It can be found on The Blaze. Search for me on The Blaze. I've also tweeted it out on my Twitter, so they'll also see it in my Twitter stream.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your spring break with your daughters. How's the weather where you are,
by the way? It is nice. It was very nice in the Carolinas, very warm. Got a little chilly at night, and now we're back up in Northern Virginia, and spring is here. Spring is here.
Wonderful. Well, enjoy it, and I'll talk with you next week, and I look forward to seeing your new website. Stay tuned, everyone. Pastor Drew will join us momentarily. Goodbye. Cheryl, I'll talk to you very soon.
Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up. It can let you down. Take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.